I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Last time on Calling Darkness.
Hey, Cassie! Your mom said you'd be in the area, so I thought I'd drop in and... What is that?
There's a landline in the kitchen, but it doesn't always work. Bad service.
Mrs. Moorwood can't come to the phone right now.
I hate to break up the family reunion, but I need your keys.
What? What the hell? It's not starting.
Keep trying!
Frogs! Frogs under the hood!
I think the frogs have attracted crows!
What are we supposed to do now? The car won't start because there are dead frogs in it, it's a Hitchcock movie outside, and something is in this house.
So, how are you liking America so far?
In Denmark, this is a Tuesday.
Cassie, don't touch him! That's Mr. Morwood!
You'll be next!
Guys, we saw Mr. Morwood and he said that someone sees us and he's coming to collect and we're next and he disintegrated into a pile of sand or ash. I don't know, but I stepped in it.
I know a guy. He's helped me out a few times before.
With your ghost hunting?
My paranormal investigations.
My feet are sinking into the driveway.
Mine too.
We can't leave.
Your bidding is complete, my lord.
You have done very well.
No, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Oh, Mr. Morwood.
Hi there. Sorry, welcome back. I didn't see you there, just lurking in the corner like that. You have caught me mid-supper, I'm afraid. Wait a moment.
God, lower ribs. Can't get a decent rack of ribs where I come from.
Okay. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, of course. Spooky house, weird goings-on, dead housekeeper who isn't really dead, paranormal investigator, dead frogs, lot of dead frogs, freaky birds. And for some reason, the house, Crow House, that is, won't let the girls leave. Well, I mean, they're well and truly stuck until whatever devilish thing that is keeping them there decides to let them go. Or until Phineas returns, whichever happens first, I guess. Does that about cover it? Grand. So, if you're ready, let's return to the house and to the dining room where our girls are gathered in a despondent little group. Oh, did you find it okay? Are you there? Excellent. Now, and if you'll excuse me, I can't stay. I need to have a serious conversation with this cherry pie. Mmm. Oh, wow. Mmm. Hi. Yum. It's good. Really good.
Annabelle, honey, I know you're upset. But if you keep crying like this, you'll wear yourself out.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what's happening to my house. And where is Mrs. Morwood?
Can you stop? If you keep this up, I'm gonna cry too.
So...
That's it, sweetie. Blow it all out.
Actually, can you stop? It's kind of disgusting, and I'm getting a headache.
Sorry, almost done.
Are you done?
Done.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, so, what's our plan?
Plan? There is no plan. We can't even leave the house. We're stuck here in this hellhole.
Kind of looks that way, yeah.
Has anyone, tried again? Maybe we were mistaken.
Mistaken? The garden tried to eat me. You can try if you like. I'm staying right here.
You weren't there, Cassie. It was horrible. I still have mud between my toes. I can feel it. Ugh. I'm staying right here, too.
In the haunted house. Yay.
That doesn't mean I want to end up like Mrs. Morwood, though. So we need a plan.
I don't understand what's happening to us. It was just meant to be acting classes, you know?
Why do I feel like we're missing something really obvious here? Annabelle makes a good point. Why is this happening to us?
Yeah, and how come Phineas had no problem leaving?
I don't know. I've lived here all my life and nothing strange has ever happened before like this. It's like a bad dream.
Oh no, not again.
Leave my cousin alone, Bridget. It's not her fault.
Is Phineas back yet?
You'll know when he's back, Cassie. Let's focus here, okay? We know Mrs. Morwood was attacked. We've all seen strange things. We can't leave the house. We can't even use our cell phones. So, my suggestion is this. We just wait.
Wait. That's it? That's your plan?
You got a better idea? We just need to wait it out in this room, all together, until the police get here. Then we'll figure something out.
And what if he doesn't come back? What do we do then? Just wait around for the thing in the shadows to pick us off one by one? I've seen the movies. I know how this goes. There must be a way out of this house. There must.
It can't have taken that long to walk to the gas station and back. Oh, I hope Finn is okay. I have a bad feeling about all of this. Is it wrong that I'm hungry?
Yes. Yes, Cassie, it is.
Oh my God. How can you even think about your stomach at a time like this?
You're right. I'm sorry. I eat when I'm stressed, and I haven't had anything all day. I'm hungry, guys, okay?
Well, actually, me too, I guess. And some ice cream would be awesome right now.
So, what's the deal with food? Do we just help ourselves, or...
I'll ask Mrs. Morwood to rustle up some... Oh...
I'm so sorry, Annabelle. These girls have about as much tact as a... Well, they don't have any tact.
No, it's okay. Mrs. Morwood is gone, so I'll make supper. It'll give me something to do to take my mind off of everything. I need a distraction. Does everyone like eggs?
Eggs? For dinner?
Eggs will be fine, Annabelle. Thank you. In fact, it would be excellent. Never mind. Do you need some help?
I'm sure I can manage a few eggs, but thanks.
So, if you're taking orders, I like mine over easy. On toast.
Scrambled for me.
Poached, please. But the yolk needs to be runny. Like, really runny.
I'm not hungry. Thank you.
I usually just have the egg whites blended up in a juicer with some fresh lime and Tabasco. But I mean, it's totally fine if you don't want to...
Pasta! I'll make pasta! How hard can it be? I saw a sauce jar in the cupboard once.
If you have elbow noodles, can I have eggs instead? I don't like elbow noodles. Oh, and don't forget to wash your hands.
What the hell are elbow noodles?
Oh, they're like U-shaped noodles that look like macaroni, and honestly, they are just so gross, and...
Look, I don't mean to sound like a total bitch, but we just saw an invisible ghost throw the housekeeper out of a window, a car full of dead frogs, a swarm of flesh-eating crows, and a ton of other fucked up shit. Oh, and we can't leave the house or the garden will eat us. I'm trying really hard not to lose my shit here, guys.
Oh, I wish Phineas was back. Oh, I'm so worried about him. I want to get out of this place.
Okay, girls, dinner's served. Come and get it.
Wow, that was really quick.
Yay!
Yay!
Woo! Awesome.
Hey, watch it. I'm trying to sit down.
Really good.
Hey, can you pass me a fork over there?
Really?
Oh, a napkin too. Crunchy. Sorry.
I think I chipped a tooth.
Oh, Annabelle, it's delicious. You are so clever to cook this up so quickly for us, despite everything.
Seriously, how can you screw up pasta? You just, like, pour sauce on it, right?
Be nice, Bridge. I'm sure her mind is on other things. I know mine is.
She's right here, you know. She can hear you.
Sorry.
Poor Mrs. Morwood. She's been in our family for so long. I just don't know what to do without her.
Take cooking lessons?
Bridget!
All right, guys. I'm sorry. I know we're all trying to process what's been happening here, but I'm just tired of skirting around the issue like this.
And which issue would that be? We're kind of spoilt for choice at the moment, aren't we?
The elephant in the room. Mrs. Morwood's body.
Oh.
Oh, please. Not again. I'm not wearing waterproof mascara.
Shh, Annabelle. It's gonna be okay.
Should we really be talking about this right now? Annabelle's upset enough as it is.
What if she's not dead?
Come again?
You heard me. Maybe she's not dead.
What?
We all saw her, Mariella. She was spread out on the driveway like strawberry jam on toast.
Jesus, Bridget, tact.
I'm sorry. I was just saying what we were all thinking.
Shh, Annabelle.
Well, if she's not dead, then where is she?
Oh, wait, it's me again, isn't it? sorry, hi. Still getting used to all this. Oh, wait, just a moment. I have cherry sauce all over me. Let me just wipe that off. So. Well, Gloria makes a good point here. Where is Miss Morwood? The last we saw her, she was most decidedly not dead, or should that be undead, and climbing up the outside of the house like the eensy-weensy spider. But you know how these things go, don't you? I have a feeling we'll find out where she is before too long.
I kind of agree, Mariella. We saw her die. And if she's not dead, well, then why haven't we seen her? Where is she?
I'm not saying I understand it completely. All I'm saying is that there's no body. I watch true crime documentaries, y'all. No body, no evidence. I mean, she could have faked it. To screw with us. Have you thought about that?
Ladies, I swear to you, this is not a prank.
Okay, leave her alone, guys, okay? It's obviously not a prank. She's genuinely upset. We need to change the subject while we wait for her. While we wait. We just need to wait. Nutte Vindpo and Koma.
Yeah, well, you're her cousin. How do we know you're not in on it? Think about it. All of this could be faked. Like on those prank shows. Fake blood, spooky noises, special effects.
How do you fake the hungry garden?
And the fact that we can't, you know, leave the house?
I don't know. But it's not impossible. Like, you're all willing to believe the house is evil or haunted or something, but not that it's all a big stupid trick? And are we forgetting that Annabelle is an actress? I mean, hello? Big clue.
You're being ridiculous, Mariella. I hope I said I some nister.
I don't think we should jump to conclusions, girls.
Are you serious? I know what I saw. I saw a dead body. I heard a voice on the phone. An evil voice. I didn't come here for this. I came here to get famous. None of this is fair. I want out.
You know what? For once, I agree with Bridget. I'm about done with this nonsense. I didn't want to come here in the first place anyway. I don't need acting lessons. I went to RADA, for goodness sake. I've been Ophelia and Cleopatra and Juliet and Desdemona. I've been on stage at the Old Vic. Yet I paid good, hard-earned money to be here, God knows why. And now my patience has worn very thin.
Guys, you aren't being fair. We all saw what happened.
Oh, great. More snot and tears. I need a new box of tissues over here.
Why are you trying to make this about you, Bridget? Why be such a bitch about it? Did someone hurt you as a kid or something?
Excuse me? I'm the bitch here? I don't see how I'm the bitch here. Like,
hey,
I'm
now.
So sorry. I have some compassion.
Hey,
I can, like,
nice.
Empathize with people.
Like, crazy.
Yes, you're the bitch.
So
you're the
I didn't actually call you a bitch. I just meant that.
Now it's not the time.
You're the only one allowed to
upset me.
Shut the fuck up right now! Do you hear yourselves? Whining and fighting and bitching like you all have yeast infections or something?
Gross.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. We're in trouble. Mrs. Morwood has gone missing. Phineas isn't back yet, and all you can think to do is argue like children? I'm ashamed of you. At a time like this, after everything we've seen, we should be working together, as part of a team. Honest to God, I swear, if you don't start pulling together, I'm gonna throw each of you out of the top story window myself!
Wow. Where did that come from?
I have anger issues. My therapist thinks I'm repressed. Anyway, the point is, all this arguing, this is helping no one.
I agree.
Okay, fair enough. No more whining from me.
Yes, you're right. This is helping no one. I'm sorry, Cassie.
Less fuss suits me fine.
Bridget! What? Why are you all staring at me? Ugh, okay. Fine.
Okay, good. Well done, everyone. So the plan is to sit tight and stay together until Phineas gets back with the cops, right?
Do you know what? I'm gonna have a bath.
What? Do you think now is the right time for that? I mean, we literally just agreed to not split up. The house isn't safe and—
Oh, let her go.
What?
I know, Cass. And it makes sense. And I don't want to argue, but I'm covered in mud, and I'm tired, and I just want a bath. I just want to feel clean.
Oh, my name is Gloria, and I like to be clean. Clean like the queen.
Look, I'm going now. The bathroom is just down the hall. If anything happens, I'll shout for help. And if anybody else needs the loo, there are at least 5 other bathrooms in this house. Please don't disturb me.
She said loo. It's such a British word. Loo, loo, I'm just popping to the loo for a poo, girls.
Oh, God. I think this place is getting to me.
I think you need to lay off the British thing, Bridget. It seems like you're getting on her nerves just a bit.
Oh, no. She's okay. All British people are like that. It's just, what do they call it? Oh, yeah. Resting bitch face.
Oi! I heard that.
Oh, dear. Our girls are in a funk, aren't they? I can't say I blame them. Not really. It's been an eventful 12 hours or so. They're tired and fractious. And although they'd never admit it to each other, they're scared, too. And you can see why. Strange noises in the dark. The missing housekeeper. Annabelle's cooking. Yep. The mood at Crow House is decidedly somber. Ah, well, guess it's only upwards from here, right? I mean, it's not like it can get any worse at the moment, is it? Can it?
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Oh, my God. Oh, at last. Whoever it is, forget it. Get lost. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Boria? I'm really sorry, but I really need to use the bathroom.
Go away, Cassie! I'm in the actual bath!
Oh, jeez. I'm so sorry, Gloria, but listen, it's really urgent.
Just cross your legs, for God's sake. Use another bathroom. They can't all be occupied.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just that the other bathroom, well, they're all upstairs, apart from this one. And I really don't want to go upstairs right now. I really don't. In fact, I don't want to go far from the others at all, you know? And it's just so dark up there. And, well, after everything that's happened and all the other stuff, I guess I'm kind of scared, and well, we said we were going to stick together, right?
No, Cassie, enough. I'm in the bath, I'm warm and naked and comfortable, and if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to pull your hair off and use it as a bath sponge. Okay?
Please, please, Gloria. I'll be quick, I promise. Just a tiny tinkle, and I'm gone. Oh,
how many times? Go away!
Okay, then. Enjoy your bath. I'll try one of the other bathrooms, I guess. So much for teamwork. Hope I don't die.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. These girls are gonna drive me insane.
Goodness me, the language these girls use. It's like they don't care who's listening. Someone should wash Gloria's mouth out with soap right this instant. Now, where did Cassie get to? Oh, look, there she is, doing a little pee dance as she goes up the stairs. We've all been there, haven't we, girls? But let's be serious for a moment. Cassie's right, you know. She really shouldn't be wandering around the house by herself.
I'm not scared. La la la. Okay, here we are. Oh, God, I'm desperate. Okay, here goes. So dark. Okay. I can do this. It's just a bathroom. Nothing can happen to you in a bathroom.
Ugh, just get on with it, Cassie. Oh my God.
Oh, that's so much better.
Okay, good. I'm still alive. Just a quick hand wash and then... Hello? Hello, is someone in here? Oh my god. Who is that? Who's there? Are you... Is someone hiding in the shower? Did you just watch me pee?
Well, hey! You! Pervert! Come on out from there!
Ah! Oh, bravo, Cassie. It seems you found our missing housekeeper. Would you just look at her, standing there all motionless behind the shower curtain? The very picture of Norman Bates' dearly departed mother, except it's our own nearly departed Miss Morwood. Wait, nearly departed? Ugh, who writes this stuff? Anyway, my. She is breathing heavily, isn't she? And I have no idea what that is, but I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be inside her body, not just flopping around like that. Ugh, gross. I mean, otherwise she looks kind of good, considering.
Mrs. Morwood? Oh god, okay. We thought you were dead. What happened to you? You fell out of a top-story window. We tried to go for help, but I can't believe that you survived that fall. I can't believe you aren't dead. Is this a prank? Are you pranking us? Oh my god. Mariella was right. You are.
I am not dead. I can't die. We never die. We who are loved by him. We who have fed him our sins.
What? Him? Who are you talking about?
You'll find out soon enough. This is his house now. The pathway has been opened.
I don't understand. Mrs. Morwood, are you feeling okay? What are you doing in here in the dark? Why are you hiding from us? You scared the life out of me. I mean, it's so cool you're not dead, but did you see me on the toilet? Why are you just standing there? Say something.
I saw you! I'm always watching. When you watch, you see things. Really see them. I used to watch my husband, you know? He would bring women back to the house when he thought I wasn't here. I would watch him from the shadows. I saw everything. Dirty secrets, sins, dirty, filthy little sins.
I'm gonna leave now, okay? So cool you aren't dead. I'll tell the others not to worry.
None of that matters now. What matters is who is next.
Okay, bye now. You take care of yourself, Mrs. Morwood.
Oh my god, 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 oh my god. Guys! I found Mrs. Morwood.
You didn't wash your hands, girl. Dirty, filthy girl. I saw you. We see everything. It is done, my lord. It won't be long now.
I can feel their fear brewing. It smells delicious. Oh, I am hungry. So very. Very hungry. I must feed again soon. I must feed. I hunger.
It will be soon, my lord. Your little Danish witch and I will bring you another one soon. Another filthy little girl. The time has to be right, my lord. It must be.
I hunger! You will bring me another one soon!
Yes, my lord. I promise, my lord. I will bring one soon to you.
Good. Good.
Mm.
Well, whew. So much happening in one small episode. And so many questions, like how come Mrs. Morwood isn't dead after all? And who is that dark and devilish voice we keep hearing from the shadows? Will our girls be able to put aside their differences and work as a team? Is Phineas ever coming back? Will Gloria ever get out of the bath? And on that note, who is this I see walking up the long gravel drive? Two figures, one short, one tall. Could it be? Is that? Oh, nuts! It's almost like you guys are doing this on purpose. Seriously, guys. Okay. Until next time, then.
You've been listening to Calling Darkness, an Audio Drama Queens production. The voice of our narrator is played by Kate Siegel. Bridget is played by S.H. Cooper. Gloria by Gemma Amore. Cassie by Allison Brandt. Mariella by Victoria Wan. Annabelle by Desdemona Howard. And Nadia by Charlotte Norup. Mrs. Morwood is played by Aaron B. Lillis. Last, but by no means least, our demon overlord is played by Graham Rowett. This episode was written by Gemma Amore. Produced by Christina Menenti and Holly Ritchie, with music by Amy Balcombe and Brandon Boone. Intro and outro themes by Brandon Boone. Special thanks to our executive producers, David Cummings and Alex Aldea, and our community manager, Brooks Bigley. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew, or go to callingdarknesspodcast.libsyn.com. Find us on Twitter at callingpodcast or on Facebook. You can also support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/audiodramaqueens. Every little bit helps, and every little bit allows us to keep making this podcast, and hopefully many more to come. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for episode 4, Someone at the Door.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.